What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jasmine.
My name is Peyton.
And this is Crosstalk Conversations.
We are here to talk about things that young Christian girls have possibly experienced, aka us, and what we've gone through, and how God has just impacted our lives and just kept us loved and protected.
For real.
Because this world is crazy. Yeah. And you always need Jesus.
Always.
Because without him, you're surviving, not thriving.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta write that down, guys. Write it down. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna introduce ourselves to the people who don't know us.
This is like our first official
podcast. For sure. This is so cool.
Yeah.
First off, it's so cool. Thank you so much, God. But I guess I'll go first. So my name is Jasmine, like I said. I'm a photojournalist major and both of us are college students.
Yeah.
So and I really enjoy going out on nature, spending time with God, spending time with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I really love journaling. I'm going to take this from you. I love thrifting, too. I've been going to Plato's Closet, guys.
Yes.
Super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I love music. Fellowship, I just love fellowship as well.
It's so great.
It's so beautiful. Like, just God blessing me with amazing people.
Yeah.
Just love that. Sorry, guys. I have an accent sometimes.
Yeah, no. I get it. But, yeah, no, like what she said. Yeah, we're both college students. I am a graphic design major, and my minor is fashion styling.
Woo.
Also, I'm going to copy her. I love thrifting and spending time with my family. I think fellowship is great.
Yes.
And especially us just going to, like, a very liberal arts school, like, you know, we had some, you know, worries when we first came that there may not be a lot of, I guess, Christian-affiliated groups or, like, organizations, but we were wrong. And actually, you know, God allowed us to find this amazing group. Shout out Columbia XA.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He led us to them, and it's just been a blessing, and that's how we met. And, you know, from that, we have formed this beautiful podcast that we are just so excited to have and share with you guys. And I just love listening to music as well and hanging just literally with my close friends. Like, I just enjoy fellowship all the time. I think it's one of the greatest things ever. And I do like nature, too. I've never been hiking, but I've always wanted to try.
You've never been hiking?
No, what not since doing? I was a little kid.
Oh my goodness. No, because I want to go hiking so bad.
We got to plan it.
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. And the weather, like,
for real,
where we are, has been really nice.
So gorgeous out. Like, literally sunbathing every day.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, it's giving Cali weather.
It's giving Cali weather.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Cali, like, super, like, hot and, like, dry and
fire? I was just talking about being warm. Whoa.
Okay. My bad. Not fire. I mean, I guess fire, right? I mean,
okay,
we'll keep them in our prayers.
Yeah. That was
rough. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No. I think that, we could just talk about, the purpose and, like, why we decided to even start this podcast in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, we decided to start, it was just kind of, like, out of the blue, in a way. Like, me and Pam, we just started getting closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we'd hang out, we'd have good conversations.
Yeah.
And podcasting was always, like, on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I want a podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like, a godly podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking to me, and you're like, oh, my gosh, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah, let's do it. And so we got mics, and
Here we are.
But the purpose would be to, just help women our age or younger or older, who knows, just to, like, navigate in their challenges and walks with and walk with God.
Yeah. And sure. I think it could also go for guys, too, just because, you know, the enemy doesn't care about your gender. If you are a believer of Jesus, he's going to attack you regardless. Yeah. And if you're a non-believer and you're going through things and you're like, why is this happening to me? I feel so alone.
Yeah.
I have some really good news for you. You're not. Mm-hmm. Jesus is here. Real. He's real. And he's with you. And this is just a reminder of that. And this is one of the things that we're also going to talk about in the podcast, because the enemy is, you know, real too. And sometimes he gets in our mind and, you know, plays games and make us, you know, think that we're struggling and it could just never get better. But that's a lie. And we are here to tell you that God is real and can change you and help you and heal you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's literally our goal. Yeah, in each other's lives. Yeah, for sure.
And others, too.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Especially because, like, people are sometimes could be weary to, I don't know if that's the right word, to believe in God.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I can't see him or whatever. But, I mean, he's so, he's such a beautiful spirit. Yeah. I love God so much. But, yeah.
And this just goes to, like, a little bit of our testimonies, too. Like, we both grew up in Christian households and, you know, somewhere along the way as we got older, you know, we might have fallen off or just felt like we were distant from God or, you know, just never felt the need to want to pursue our own personal relationship with Jesus. But, you know, at a certain age, I feel like we both, because we talked about this before, but we both had, you know, this realization, like, you know, Jesus is real and he's here for us. And, we understand that we're never alone, and all of these issues and trials and tribulations that we're going through, like, there's a purpose, and he's experiencing them all with us, and he's going to help us and heal us. And he's also putting us through this for a reason.
Yeah.
So that we can share the gospel and help other people.
And I think it's also beautiful that, like, since Jesus was a human, he experienced a lot of the stuff that we experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, hate and, like, temptation, like, he experienced, like, the stuff that we are going through or have gone through or will go through.
Yeah.
And I think that's, he's just the most relatable God man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he's just so relatable. Like, it's beautiful. But yeah.
Yeah. What am I saying? No, that's real. He was, and that's how he knows how people are. He created us.
Oh my gosh,
and for us to even be on the earth like he once was is crazy. Like, oh my goodness.
Seriously.
Just imagining you're walking on the ground he walked on.
For real.
And you're seeing what he created. Yeah. It's so beautiful to think about.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Like that, just you talking about that, the story of Peter walking on water. Just popped on my head. Like, that's such a beautiful thing. I would get into that story, but I think, I don't know, that's pretty long. We'll talk about that story in an episode.
Yeah.
And I think we should kind of, like, if you guys want, we should talk about our testimonies in an episode. Like, where it's not cut short.
Yeah.
You know? Because some of you guys probably could relate to our testimonies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also what's beautiful, because we are a family. Like, believers are a family, and we lift each other up when we're down. And even, like, you know, with non-believers, we're called to help them as well. Plant a seed, and God will do the rest.
Right. And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's surreal. I'm glad you said that. Jesus wants us to spread the gospel. That was why we were put here in the first place. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. And we're also going to talk about that in the podcast.
Yeah.
And we have three, I guess, like, major topics that we just wanted to shout out that we're going to talk about in the future. The first one was dating and soulmates, which is in, like, air quotes. Because, there's a whole story about where the word soulmates originates from and, you know, the actual meaning behind the word. But, dating in this generation can be rough, especially for believers.
Yes.
And we're just going to talk about our experiences and how we're still growing as people and what to, you know, look for in a God-fearing partner and how to carry yourself in a season of singleness.
Yeah.
And then the next topic was temptation.
Yes.
Temptation is very real. I feel like everybody goes through it. It's the enemy's way of trying to get at you.
Yeah. It's not fun, guys.
It's not.
That's why also, like, we are, you know, fellowship is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're experiencing temptation or hardships, when we're in the valley, you know, we need those people.
Yeah. And we also, as to, like, I guess a way to fight against it, the armor of God.
Yeah.
Which is from Ephesians, a book in the Bible, which is one of my favorite books.
Ephesians 6.
Yeah, 6:13.
Yeah, 6:11.
6:11-13.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just a really great verse because it just reminds us, like, we're not in the fight alone.
Yeah.
And there's ways to strengthen yourself in these fights. And they're all from Jesus. And then the last topic that we wanted to just shout out was spiritual warfare, which is, you know, temptation is a part of that, but spiritual warfare is what we cannot see, but is what is being brought into the real world. It's very real. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's just because I've been growing stronger in my relationship with the Lord, but I've been experiencing more often and
Too.
I'm just keeping, you know, strong with my prayer and reading my word.
Yeah. And that's what's really important, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of putting on the armor of God.
Yeah.
Is, you know, being in the word and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer is so powerful. And sometimes we can overlook it. Sometimes we can think it's like, oh, we have to, like, know how to pray, you know. But it's like just talking to God is a prayer right there. Just thinking about it, thinking and talking to God in your head, it can be like, you know, it's just praying. And that's so important. I mean, because even the enemy knows the word, you know, anyone can know the word, but it's about like that relationship with God and overcoming the spiritual warfare.
Yeah. And there's many different ways of, you know, the enemy trying to get at you that are a part of spiritual warfare. So we'll definitely get into that.
Yeah.
And yeah, those are the, I guess, top three main things that I just, you know, really wanted to, like, talk about for the future.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah.
Super excited.
We are super excited.
Thank you so much, guys, for, like, even, like, tuning in.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, getting interested in it. That means a lot.
It does, especially to our friends and family. We love you. We thank you for the support.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for the encouragement. It means the world to us.
Yes.
And we have also found a new schedule of how we're going to drop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's official every Wednesday.
It's literally official, guys.
Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be dropping a new episode. And we're going to have, you know, the dates and, you know, where you can access this podcast on the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also be putting our social medias down below so they're easily accessible. And if you have, like, any prayer requests or any questions or anything you want us to touch on, let us know.
Let us know, please. We are people, too.
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, super excited. It's just a super blessing, to even start this and honor and glorify him, uplift his name,
because
this world is evil sometimes.
Yeah.
And we need fellowship. I cannot stress that enough, guys, because I understand, because I used to be, oh my gosh, I don't need people, but yeah, fellowship is important, guys.
Yep, and we're still learning, too. So, I mean, it's just, like, we're young girls who have experienced a lot, and because we're growing stronger in our faith, we know we're going to experience more, but we're never going to be alone. And so that's just, you know, a good reminder is you're never alone, and we hope that this podcast can reach your heart and help you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to educate us, too, go ahead.
Please do.
This is just going to be solely based on the Bible and the Word.
Yeah.
And our personal experiences. So
yeah.
I hope you guys stay tuned. thank you for listening and joining us.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed, beautiful day.
Bye. Bye.